Blog Talk Radio.
All right, now let's go.
So you're the women and the men. We gonna do it until then, and it's starting right now. Everybody can't go be down. That's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy Besides Show. Everybody can't go. Who can go? Everybody can't go. That's what they be saying. The conscious community, the conscious black community, always talking about everybody can't go. You know, when we get our shit together, when we get ourselves together, when we start to advance, when we start to really start to unify, when we start to get this money, when we start to get our family straight, when we start to get our community straight, when we start to push back, fight back, when we start to rebel, when we start to move forward, when we start to break the chains, when we start to leave the mental slavery behind, when we start to get our own thing and do our own stuff, everybody can't go. I know y'all have heard this before. I know a lot of y'all have said this before. Everybody can't go. Everybody can't go. And it sounds like a true statement. The thing is, what we're going to talk about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show is maybe, or could it be, or perhaps the people who are saying that everybody can't go might be some of the ones who can't go. We got to take a look at it. Got to take a look at it. We got to take a look at it. Maybe we ain't none of us ready to step up the bat. You know, where you at? Everybody can't go. Everybody can't advance. Everybody can't come along and get a chance. Everybody can't be a part of the success. They ain't ready for that mess. And the reason that everybody cannot go because they're not serious. They're not trying to do the work, yo. So for the ones that are, we going to make sure that they become superstars. But for the minute. For the moment, we saying that everybody can't go. It looks like nobody can go to me. And I'm going to go into why I think that nobody can go, even though that may be an unpopular opinion. And I'm used to having unpopular opinions. Contrary to popular belief, though, I don't do things just for, just to be adversarial or just to have an unpopular opinion. I kind of like when people agree with me, you know. It's not necessarily confirmation or even affirmation, but it lets me know that I'm not the only one that thinks the way that I do or has been culturally groomed and conditioned to think that There is a such thing as the right thing, the quote unquote right thing. See, when we talk about everybody can't go, I have to start off with the black conscious community because they're always talking about everybody can't go. You know, we're going to have to leave a lot of people behind. Y'all have heard it. Come on now. You know, I know it's only a few of y'all, you know, I'm hanging out right now, but it's all good. I know that you have heard this. Everybody can't go, man. You know, a lot of people going to get left behind because they ain't ready and because they ain't down and because they sold out and because they Oreo-like and because. Here's the thing. I've always likened and compared this situation that everybody can't go to the slave situation when we were actually physically chattel slaves. See, in a slave situation, when you take abolitionist work, abolitionists such as the Harriet Tubman, the Mary McLeod Bethunes, you know, when you think about the John Browns of the world, people who really worked tirelessly and even gave their lives in order to indigenous black people and African slaves to escape the bonds of slavery. As we know, that there were many slave revolts that we are unaware of. We are aware of the Denmark VCs and the Nat Turners of the world and the Harriet Tubmans. We are aware of their stories and their struggles and their triumphs and their failures and the impact that it has on history. What we don't know, or what a lot of us don't know or don't understand, is that much of the slave revolts and escapes were canceled and revealed because many slaves were comfortable in their position. Not everybody felt like they were like being a slave was a bad thing. For a lot of the slaves, they were just at home. The plantation was their home. They didn't know anything else. If you can't read and you can't write and you can't travel, then you don't know any other place that's better than where you are. And where you are, you work. You work 6 days a week, but you also rest on one day. This is, everyone that you know is right here. You have good food. You make tools and try to improve your way of life and all of that. You don't, you know, without being able to read and write or travel, you don't even know what the value of money is. So I'm saying all of that to say this. Many of the slaves told on other slaves who were trying to rebel, revolt, or escape because they felt like they were being disrespectful or disloyal to the slave master. Like, the slave master has been good to us. He's been kind to us. He only punishes us when we are bad or whatever, but for the most part, you know, we're all in good health. For all of y'all, putting y'all in health, you know. So I'm taking a long way to say this. We told on each other because we didn't believe that there was a better way of life anywhere except for where we were. And if you think about it, that still exists today. People, you know, young niggas be talking about hood love and you know, this is my block and, you know, we run this and, you know what I mean, you know, bigging up their projects and their streets and their corners and they, you know, and their team, the unit, their gangs and all of that kind of stuff. It's the same shit. But the ones during slavery times who escaped, I don't think we talk about them enough. I don't think we talk enough about the ones who got away, because plenty of them got away. And what we don't follow is where they got away to, where they went away to, what happened to them after slavery. Because you're talking about a people who couldn't read, who couldn't write, who couldn't handle money, who never traveled or has been anywhere else in the world before. So any knowledge that they had of another place being better than where they were had to be told to them by somebody who probably never went anywhere else either. It's sort of like somebody that's right here on earth telling you about heaven. It's sort of like somebody who is alive just like you, telling you what happens when you die. You don't really know. But what we do know is what happened to a lot of the slaves who left. So when you take the story of many of the slaves who successfully escaped through the Underground Railroad, many of those who escaped went to a place where there was institutionalized racism. There was no more slavery. There was no more working for free. There was no more being owned by another human being. There was no more of that. But you still went to a place where you were still going to be treated harshly, unfairly, unjustly, based on the color of your skin and the culture of your people. Only this time, nobody's going to feed you. No one's going to clothe you. No one's going to pay your medical bills or fix you up to be able to work again. No one's going to take care of your health. I know. I see, we don't talk enough about this. We don't talk enough about this. And if we're only thinking about our current condition and in modern times, then we may look at it like, well, I don't need anybody to take care of me. It's better for me to be independent. But see, if you're talking about modern times, you're speaking from the standpoint of somebody who can read and write. You're talking about somebody who has been other places. You're talking about somebody who has had plenty of other experiences to draw from and to be able to capitalize on. You're not talking about who your great 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 grandfathers and grandmothers were. You don't know anything about that. So many of us forget that we're speaking from a modern tongue. We're speaking from a modern tongue. We've chosen to forget where we came from, and many of us don't know where we come from, just like the slaves didn't know. And I took the long way of saying this. Just like the slaves, everybody couldn't go. Everybody couldn't go because everybody didn't want to go. You didn't have a plantation where 100% of the slaves was like, we out of here. When the sun goes down, we out of here. As soon as we get a chance, we out of here. When the abolitionists come, we out of here. I'ma go to a better place, out of here. Yo, I'm tired of this, yo, out of here. I know there's a better way of life, I'm out of here. Me and my kids, we out of here. My spouse and all of us, out of here. My whole cabin is out of here. Oh, I out of here. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. But don't say Lamar with the rrr. All right. Lamar with the la 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 la. All right. So that's what we're talking about today. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to get focused. Y'all have to understand I've been sleep deprived. I've been stressed out. I've been under extreme duress. But we're going to work it out. We all got trials and tribulations. I have mine. You have yours. We can work it out. But everybody can't go. Everybody can't go. Can you go? Are you ready for this shit, yo? You might be ready, and a lot of people ain't. And you might be bad as them. Try to paint them another picture. Try to get a different color. You try to make things lighter, better, not duller. Mandela, that fella, we hella crazy for thinking the way that we do. You think that everybody is going to be able to come through? Everybody can't go. Everybody can't go, y'all. You know what I mean? My concern is that the people who are saying that everybody can't go might not be qualified to lead. They might not be qualified to go. And most of our movements that make a lot of money or that talk about freedom or advancement, y'all notice a pattern. I hope you notice a pattern. Once the pussy and the money get involved, it's it'd be over. Now tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. If you think about almost any movement, whether you're talking about a black conscious movement, a military movement, a revolution, look at how it ends and why the ending came into fruition. And you'll find the money and a pussy, money and a pussy, consistently money and a pussy. Somebody started asking for a lot of money and they got it and they spent it and they put it away. And they was fucking all the bitches in the congregation every day. And I'm not just talking about the church, not just talking about the organization. You know, this is the nation of the whole thing going down the same way. Even Nikki and, Tammy and Faye, the Bakers. What was they called? Tammy Faye Baker, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker? You know, they white. They are white. So it ain't just a black man. It's not just black men who are doing this. But you know what makes a movement like the 700 Club that Tammy Faye, Jim and Tammy Baker were involved in? Normally, the downfall of these organizations are headed by men. Men only. You don't normally have women in the mix being involved with all the, you know, money laundering and the theft and the embezzlement and the sex. That, like, Tammy Faye Baker was caught up in the sex scandal too. You know what I mean? They was some horny little Christians. They were some horny Christians. Now, I will say this. In the black movements that have fallen by the wayside where everybody couldn't go, I can't think of even one where the women got tied up into the messiness and the downfall. More than likely they were just pawns. But that Tim and that Jim and Tammy Faye Baker thing was crazy. That was crazy. That was crazy. T. Carrie Wright, thanks for coming on through. I see you working out. I appreciate you. People in the back. Well, a couple people in the back. You never know, really, running back. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we are talking about everybody can't go. Well, who can go? Are the people who are, you know, as we talk about the people who can't go, are we even qualified to go ourselves? Or have we been stamped? Are we certified? Are we solid? You know, are we ready? Because, you know, when the revolution starts, we always talking about, yeah, man, you know, I'm ready. My brothers and my sisters, we, you know, as long as we unify, as long as we stick together, we can get this thing popping, man. We're going to be the best. We're going to be the absolute best. And that may be true. At the very least, it has a hint of truth to it. But in practice, what are we doing? What are we doing? When I was using that slave example, I wanted to come back with this. Because as I'm talking about how we escaped to a place that had a very racist situation attached to it, where we weren't afforded opportunities just based on liberty, freedom, we still had opportunities taken away from us. we still weren't able to go to certain schools, live in certain areas, get certain jobs, make certain money. I don't think that is freedom when you're not able to live or legally do the things that you want to do. That doesn't sound like liberty to me. I could see if I wanted to just murk people or be violent and chaotic and hateful and deceitful and practice thievery and stuff like that. I could understand it. But you should be able to legally do the things that the law is supposed to authorize you to do. Now, what I really wanted to say about that is this. Out of the conscious community, out of the me's and the you's and the us's and the we's, there ain't enough of us. So as we start talking about building nations of our own, as we start talking about getting free, as we start talking about making it up out of this mentally enslaved condition that has persisted inside of us for 500 years plus or whatever, we have not taken into consideration, in my opinion, the fact that many of us, most of us, the majority of us ain't ready, ain't willing, ain't going. There's a big problem with that. How you going to leave the majority of the people behind while y'all little militia size community goes on? How y'all going to hold the fort? How will y'all hold the fort if it's so little of y'all and nobody has taken a stance or taking the initiative to get those who wasn't ready to go or who could not go ready to go? We got to get everybody ready to go. We got to take the homosexuals with us. We got to take the black people who want to be white. We got to take the 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. We got to take everybody. And we have to rearrange them. We can't leave them behind because we ain't got nowhere safe to go. We talking about everybody can't go. That means, you know what? It's almost like instead of saying everybody can't go, right now we in a position where nobody can go. Do y'all hear me? Nobody can go. How about that? Like Funkmaster Flex has his freestyle session. He'd be like, everybody can't come up here. Everybody can't come up here. What he really should say is not everybody can come up here, but, you know, we get it, right? But almost none of us can go because the most positive, the most progressive, the most knowledgeable of us are the ones that we don't trust. Tell me I'm lying. We don't trust them. They ain't stamped. They ain't certified. They ain't from the hood. They don't understand our struggle. They don't have our agenda at heart. They hobnobbing with the enemy, the wrong man, the white man, the next man. Look at Obama. When Obama got elected, we was on board with that. Man, 8 years later, we talking about he was the worst thing that ever happened for our people. Like, come on, Dr. Umar. The worst thing that ever happened to black people was Barack Obama? Come on, Umar. Come on, Mr. Johnson, Dr. Johnson. Come on, Mr. Afutunde. Come on, man. Come on. The worst thing? I mean, that's a tall order. Barack Obama is the worst thing that happened for black people. So we have slavery. We have Jim Crow. We have privatized prisons. We have institutionalized slavery. I'm sorry. Institutionalized racism. Systemic racism, straight up and down racism, redneck racism. But fuck all of that. All of those things we can deal with. Barack Obama, no, I ain't going to do it. Barack Obama, number one, is not the worst thing that ever happened to black people, past, present, or future. He's not. Not even close is he anywhere near being the worst thing that ever happened for black people. The worst thing I can see right now concerning Barack Obama for black people has been our expectations of him, coupled with his politics coming before our personal black agenda. Because I do agree that politically, he didn't do enough for black people. But the example that he set and the symbolism that he represented, I can't think of anybody better. And I'm going to say that the reason that I say that I can't think of anybody better, because anyone else that we would have had to use for an example would have been a religious example. They would have represented a religious sect. And with in politics, you don't have to do that. This tea is very tasty. Olive leaf, red clover, and spearmint. With a squeeze of lime. You see the lime in the bottom. There's some lime up in there. And some honey. Raw. Always try to get the raw honey. Unless you can't afford it. Then get the regular stuff because it's still good. Yummy, yum, yum. Yummy, 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 yummy. So y'all understand what I'm talking about? Do y'all feel me? I hope y'all feeling me, man. I really do. I hope y'all feeling me. Listen, Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we talking about everybody can't go. So who could go? Now think about yourself. Think about your own movement. Think about the things that you've started. Think about the things that you've done. Think about the organizations that you started. Think about the groups that you started. Think about it. When you chose the members or the staff or the players that were going to be involved in a project that you have developed and were working on, you chose people that you thought believed in what you were doing, believed in what the project entailed or represented, believed in bringing whatever the project was into the fold for the long haul. You wanted people that you knew would not just come along for the ride, just be clout chasing, just wanted to be down, just wanted to get the money or wanted to mess with all the girls or were looking for a husband or whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with all of that, but if that's the sole reason that you're in it and this is a project that's supposed to push your culture forward or something else important like that, then I don't know how you would choose people that you didn't think were trustworthy, that you didn't think were serious, that you didn't think were hardworking, that you didn't think were progressive, that you didn't think would make a decent, valid contribution. Why would you choose people like that? So we already know that when you put your own project in motion, everybody can't go. We know this. Somehow, we understand it fully when we are the ones at the helm. We're the ones developing this thing, putting it together and making it happen. When we are the ones with the vision, we want to bring along other people who understand the vision and want to be part of the vision. They don't want to just be part of the vision and steal all the money, have sex with everybody in there, cause a bunch of chaos or whatever. We're not building a concubine, and we're not building a cult. Cult, concubine, cult, concubine, cult, concubine, cult, concubine. I swear, I ain't never heard of a cult that didn't get taken down by pussy and the money. Money and the pussy. Bobby Hill, C-Say. Barbara. This is Shirley. May I speak to Barbara? Barbara, you might not know me, but I got a daily I got a daily video blog called, okay, anyway. Bobby Hill CC says, I just happened upon the broadcast while looking for shower music. Oh, cool. Yeah, I always make sure that I go to where all the shower music are looking for some good new shower music. That's where I promote heaviest. I put myself right there, right in there. Anyway, but yeah, so we understand that when we put a project together, when we're trying to develop something that's good for us, good for other people, good for whatever we want it to be good for, we choose people that we think are going to be serious and that are going to help out and that are going to be contributive, that are going to get a really good contribution to the project. You know, they're going to put their stamp on it. They're going to work tirelessly. They're going to believe in what we're doing. But you know, you can't bring everybody on. You can't put everybody in positions of authority. You can't make everybody an officer. You can't make everybody an equal as far as leadership is concerned. You can't do it. Everybody isn't qualified. Some people are really good leaders. Some people are really good followers. And sometimes really good leaders think that they should just follow. And sometimes a lot of people who really should just... Some people aren't even that good of followers and they want to be in leadership positions because they know the leadership positions carry power and a lot of times money, access and stuff, you know? But for my conscious community, brothers and sisters, that's always talking about everybody can't go. We got to leave a lot of y'all behind. Where are y'all going? And who are y'all leaving behind? And who are these people who are qualified to go? I've seen people in the conscious community and black people as a whole go against each other. Well, my movement believes in this, and we belong over here, and we do this. And don't let religion come into it. Oh, Lord. I'm a Muslim. I don't kick it with Christians. I'm a Christian. I don't kick it with Muslims. I'm a Hindu, and Hindu ain't black, but sometimes it's black because the skin is black. I'm a Buddhist. I'm a Jew. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I'm Yahweh, and I ain't come around Yahweh because around Yahweh, they all play. So, you know. Oh, shower music. Listening while I'm in the shower. Oh. I thought it was an actual such thing as shower music. Wait a minute. Now you got me intrigued. Ain't it a such thing? Oh, look. Flowers for Algernon came up again. Remember we was talking about flowers for Algernon the other day. We covered things on this show. All right. I get I guess shower music is just what you said, Barbara Hill Cisse. It's music that you play while you're in the shower. I guess mine would be bath music because I take baths more. Well, nonetheless, from now on, I'm only listening to digital music and rave and techno. From now on, dance, dance, dance. But where are these people? Where are these people that can go? And where are these places that we aspire to wind up? Where we going? Everybody can't go. We got to leave people behind, y'all. Everybody ain't going to be able to go. I mean, we be having like minds for like, we be having like minds for a hot minute, but like principles. You know how you separate the men from the boys in the black community? Pregnancy. Drugs. You know, you're always going to have differing opinions on whether women should be able to get pregnant without a husband, raise children as single parents, or if you have to, or if you should never have children out of wedlock. So you're always going to have divisions when it comes to that. Always, 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 always. And when it comes to drugs and other types of illicit activities. Jim Jones had the People's Temple. And he was heavily into drugs. He was on drugs. The man's health was failing because of it. You know, he had damn near 1,000 people down there in Guyana. He led them down there to escape culpability for crimes that he committed up here. California, San Francisco. Wind up murdering close to 1,000 people, 900 and something people. Can you imagine that many bodies without shots being fired or without there being a war? Not even a plague or a sickness, that in one place? Bobby Hill C6 says, I usually only take baths, but I don't have the time. Okay. She also said, so to the topic, for me, it's about going to the next level of awareness. We've been programmed for religion, but there's music frequencies. Seven Helvetics? Helvetics. I'm not familiar with that word. Let me see what that means. What are Helvetics? A Helvetic font, Helvetica font. What is a Helvetica font? It says Helvetica became a symbol of this approach and was used extensively by designers around the world. Helvetica font is a very famous sans serif font due to it being widely used. It is also the world's most languages supported typeface. It supports Latin, Cyrillic, Cyrillic, Hebrew, Greek, Japanese, Korean, Hindu, Urdu, Khmer, was it Mer? Probably just Mer. And Vietnamese alphabets. I feel even more dumb. Thanks, Barbara. And she says, and more, for me, it's about learning about everything I can, so I can be versed when a different world of different languages and mindset is needed.
I don't know what I don't know, but I want to know. I don't know what I don't know, but I want to know. I can dig that. I'm on board with that. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about everybody can't go. Not everybody can go. Everybody can't go. Not everybody can go. Not everybody can go. Everybody can go. Everybody can go. Not everybody can go. We have a selective few, and we came through to do what we want to. And we had to devise these plans. Don't think that we just came off the top of our head. Oh man, we are ready to do what we came to do, and we got this crew for you, and we gonna make sure we bust it out. Y'all down with this shit, and without a doubt, we got a lot of people coming along, but they all are very headstrong, and because they're headstrong, and they are conscious, and they know what time it is, yeah, they know what time it is, and so do I, so do you, so do we gonna come through and make sure that we bomb, and the harm that we cause will only be for y'all, because y'all don't understand ours. So as y'all understand the bars, we going to develop a little bit more tomorrow. When we come on through and come on around, we got to leave some people back down. Y'all can't come through. First of all, all y'all Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ, Trump supporting, Kanye West, we got to leave y'all behind. Y'all bugging. Y'all don't understand the vision. Y'all don't see the vision. Y'all don't see where we're trying to go and how it's going to. Y'all, nah. We got to leave them behind, oh. As many times as I've heard that. We got to leave them behind. When we revolutionize, when we get our shit together, when we build a nation of our own, a lot of people ain't going to be able to go. We ain't going to be able to go because there's going to be mad infighting about the people that we have to leave behind. Don't y'all see that? I see it. I'm not leaving behind my mom and my dad and my cousins and my brothers and my sisters and my nieces and my nephews and all my friends and people from around the way and the people who helped me out and the people who developed me, the people who raised me, the people who I came up with. I'm not leaving them behind. You know that's how it go. So, like, this whole notion that, you know, we got to leave all these people behind and everybody can't go. No, we can't go either. I'm not even on front. I'm not leaving my people behind. And there's some people who ain't my people directly that I'm not leaving behind either. Everybody can't get left behind. Everybody can't go, but everybody can't get left behind. We gonna sneak a few people in the back door, ain't we? We gonna make up some passes for some people to get in, ain't we? We gonna leave the back door open with no security so they can sneak up in there. Ain't we? Aren't we? Haven't we? Everybody can't go. Everybody can't be left behind either. We're going to pick and choose and choose and pick. Going to pick and choose and pick. We're going to pick and choose and pick. Yo, you know which ones we got. Yo, I'm not leaving back my people. I don't care what you say. I got another way that we can make sure they come along and they're going to come through. Somebody carrying these crates of the record. Yeah, I ain't carrying crates of the record. I'm the DJ. And I'm the MC. So, you know what it is. Yo, my cousin can carry it in the crates and he can even call himself a DJ. Ain't nobody going to know he's not a DJ. He just put DJ by his name and shit. You know what I mean? Stand behind the wheels of steel. Sometimes when you got to go to the bathroom or whatever, just make sure that the record don't skip or try to cut.
or mix the music in. You know what I mean? We already got the music playing on the tape. DJ Crate Carrier. DJ! Who's that gigolo on the street with it?
All right. Barbara Hill CJ says, I think we need everybody, and they'll need to go to the next physical place, as we'll need defenders, but they can't go mentality-wise. Yeah. They can't go mentality-wise. My only fear is that the people who can go mentality-wise can't go either, because we get the fighting. We get the fighting over ideology. It happens all the time. We get the fighting over ideology. We get the fighting over method. We get the fighting over, wait a minute, whose house are we meeting at? Well, we always got to meet at your house. Tell me I'm lying. Well, shoot. So my house ain't good enough for nobody to meet at? Or I don't want all these people at my house. The revolution is petty. The revolution is petty. And there are a lot of people, there are a lot of petty people who are in the revolution. Petty-ass revolutionaries. Yo, petty-ass revolutionaries, yo. Everybody can't go. Everybody can't go. Everybody can't be left behind. Picking and choosing, sticking and moving. Picking and choosing, sticking and moving. Shaking, moving, improving. Improving, making it better. Making it better. Yeah, everybody can't go. I don't know. I've struggled with this topic for years. Years and years I've struggled with this topic, wondering, why do we think that the handful of people that we are dealing with really have the blueprint or the best idea of how we are all going to be satisfied? Slavery has done a thing on us, man. It really has. Barbara Hill CJ says, we all have to understand that it takes tolerance. I'm good with a thug doing the dirty defender work. Many of the people in the revolution ain't about the dirty work. Truth, I mean, that's fundamental understanding. That's another thing we get to fighting over. Fundamental differences. I wasn't raised that way. I wasn't programmed that way. It ain't in my DNA to do that. I'm not hardwired that way. Yeah, I used to follow Farrakhan, but I couldn't do it no more. I don't feel the same. Used to follow Creflo Dollar, but I don't feel the same. Had to go a different way. Used to follow TDJ, but I had to go a different way. I don't feel the same. Used to follow Donald Trump, but had to go a different way. I don't feel the same. Used to listen to everything that Tupac said. Had to go a different way. I don't feel the same. When I was coming up, it was a 5% nation. I had to go a different way. I don't feel the same. Used to believe in the Christian church, but yo, had to go a different way. I don't feel the same. Used to pray 5 times a day to go to Juma. Had to go a different way. I don't feel the same. Used to be all into the yoga and the Buddha. I had to go a different way. I don't feel the same. Used to be a vegan, wouldn't eat no meat. Had to go a different way. I don't feel the same. Used to eat pork on my fork and yo, drink 40. Had to go a different way. I don't feel the same. Used to do a whole lot of things loyal to the block. Had to go a different way. I don't feel the same. Used to tote me a gun, used to stick niggas up. Had to go a different way, I don't feel the same. Used to think that we will always be crew, but yo, had to go a different way, I don't feel the same. Could have sworn I'd be with my wife for the rest of my life. Different way, I don't feel the same. Used to think that my friends was all down and all in. Had to go a different way, not the same. Yo, you understand what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Barbara Hill CJ says, and the fact that we change from what we were told
is the fundamental thing we have in common. That, for me, is first step. We thought one way, and now we're here collectively. Let's do this.
Ooh. Ooh.
'Cause you're the star of the story I always tell. 'Cause you're the star of the story I always tell. Shout out to Heat Wave. Past, present, old and new, alive as well as deceased. 'Cause you're the star of the story I always tell.
Thank you. I'm a star. That's right. You mem a star. I mem one too. I'm somebody. Everybody can't go. They're not all built for this, to get on this train. Some people won't miss the train. They're going to have to catch the next one. The bus is full here. They're going to have to wait for the next 23. The next 23, I'm talking about the trolley. Speaking of trolley, and I started to talk about this at the top of the show. I saw something so interesting today. You know, Mr. T, you know, the famous Mr. T. Remember Mr. T used to look so muscular and buffed and mean and crazy with all the gold chains and the mohawk. His persona, his stick, his gimmick was hot. Mr. T was dope. He was what everybody needed. He was just what you needed in the early 80s. And I saw a Skechers commercial. There's a Skechers, you know, the sneaker company, the shoe company. Skechers, they have a commercial with Mr. T. And they say, you know, Skechers doesn't have a T in it. And Mr. T coming through like, yo, yeah, Skechers don't have a T, but there's a T. There's always a T in Skechers. And so, you know, like he doing his little thing. And I'm looking at Mr. T. And, you know, Mr. T used to be, I mean, he used to look so buff. He's not very tall. But, you know, on that TV screen, on that movie screen, he looked like he the biggest, most threatening dude in the world. Sort of like Full Force. Remember how big and muscular Full Force used to look back in the day? You look at their pictures back in the day. You look at them now. You're like, wait a minute. They wasn't really all that big. But at the time, he big. Bouncer looking crazy bodybuilder. Like, they really didn't have muscles like that. But anyway, it got me to thinking. Because Mr. T is mad older now, and he doesn't have any, he's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's no evidence of those muscles that they had back in the day. Like, Mr. T looked like he lost a lot of weight. He's visibly mad older. And then I got to thinking, like, Mr. T was popping 40 years ago. 40 years. 40 years. Mr. T. 40 years, yo. 40 years. We was watching the A-Team. And Rocky III, because that was the movie, you know, that kind of put him on the map. Rocky III, I pity the fool. I train alone. I fight alone. I win the title alone. Forty years ago, y'all. Rocky III came out in 1982. Did you hear what I said?
Rising up straight to the top. 40 years, we was kids when that movie came out. When Mr. T was doing his thing, it was 40 years ago. We was kids, not teenage kids. I was in seventh grade. Probably not even 12 yet, because, you know, my birthday in the summertime. So I was like, yo, 11, about to be 12. Watching wrestling and shit. Remember, Mr. T, you know, did a little, you know, you wasn't a superstar if you ain't come across the WWF circuit at some point. 40 years ago, we was rocking with Mr. T. 40! Yo, it's a good thing no young people look at this show. They be like, yo, 40 years ago? Yeah, I'm way too young to be listening to this bullshit. Old head tripping. Forty years. I'm looking at Mr. T. I looked at him in a different light when I realized 40 years? Man, he's doing all right. I know Mr. T just had a birthday. Because I believe Mr. T is a Taurus. Taurus T. How old is Mr. T? Shit. Mr. T, born May 21st. Mr. T is a damn Gemini. What the hell? Mr. T, just when I thought I had it all figured out, just when the thugs had it all triggered out, May 21st, 1952, Mr. T is 71 years old. I'm done. Mr. T is 71 years old, y'all. Happy birthday, Mr. T. His birthday was last week. What in God's green earth? What we doing? Mr. T, born Lawrence Tarode. Lawrence Tarode is an American actor. He is known for his roles as B.A. Baracus in the 80s television series, The A-Team, as boxer Clubber Lang in Rocky III. From Chicago. Seems to be worth $1 million right now. 5'10". He stood 5'10". So me and Mr. T are the same height. But I'm sure Mr. T then probably dropped like an inch or two. Shit, I think I did too. Look at this. Education. Prairie View A&M University. Dunbar High School. Dunbar Vocational High School. Mr. T is a true Gemini. Skills. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tarot. But his last name is spelled T-U-R-E-A-U-D. So it's really Tarode. Emily popped out of the shadows. That's why I grabbed you out of it. Emily, come here. Get out of here. Come here. Stop playing. Give me your hand. Get over here, girl. Look. It's not Emily. Yeah, get on stage. Get your ass on stage. Give it a mic. Start the music. Sing, Em. Sing. Dance, Emily. Okay. It's a hard not life for us. It's a hard not life for us. Emily Dunlap, she says, we was both looking up Mr. T at the same time. I pity the fool. I pity, he played that 40 years ago, though. What are we talking about? Where have all the flowers gone? Time passing. Man, we all can't go. Everybody can't go. Everybody can't come up here. Everybody can't go. Mr. T. When I saw me, when y'all see, you know what? Maybe you can Google or go on YouTube and see that Skechers commercial. You see Mr. T at 71 years old, you're like, get the hell? What the hell? What the hell? What the hell? But I'm trying to imagine being a character actor that damn long. That damn long. Rocking that mohawk and probably feeling like, yo, I got to keep this mohawk on here because if I don't, I'm not going to get no work. People want Mr. T. They do not want Lawrence Theroux. Did some shit. His parents, they list his parents as Nathaniel Theroux, Sr. Shout out to Mr. T. Yo, no, he didn't, he wasn't an official wrestler. You know, they bring on people, you know, to wrestle one time or to be in a tag team or, you know, he wasn't on a regular, you know, regular wrestling bill. Now he can. I think Mr. T was in like one of the WrestleManias. Let me see. Was Mr. T ever a wrestler? Mr. T's wrestling career explained. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, I know. I remember Mr. T being in wrestling. He said, with his signature mohawk and wearing countless gold chains, Mr. T is one of the most instantly recognizable pop culture figures in the 1980s. Okay. Top 10 celebrity versus wrestling matches. As a figure persona, okay. Yeah. Come on, man. All right. Given the above-mentioned wrestling-friendly aspects of the man, it would be forgivable for one to assume that Mr. T was specifically a pro wrestler, but T's ascent to stardom started with him curating his look while working as a bouncer and later becoming a bodyguard. Eventually, he started appearing on television competition shows, which earned him the role of Clubber Lang in the film Rocky III, in which Hulk Hogan also appeared. And look, they got a picture of him with Hulk Hogan. And it looked like this looked like it's on Saturday Night Live. And I can't. Hulkamania. Hulkamania. Mr. T's intro wrestling was during the Rockin' Wrestling Connection, the era of the mid-80s when WWE and MTV enjoyed a lot of cross-promotion, including Cyndi Lauper. Oh, they called it WWE. It was the WWF at the time. All right, Cyndi Lauper becoming a figure on WWF during one of WWF's MTV specials, The War to Settle the Score. Mr. T appeared at ringside during the main event bout between Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Paul Orndorff interfered on Piper's behalf,
drawing DQ, that's disqualification. And Mr. T entered the ring to help Hogan out. This is done.
I'm diggity done. Yeah. I pity the fool.
Ah, man, we're getting out of here. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious.
May 27th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My man, he comments a lot on my page. He's a good dude, conscious dude. Billy Ray Valentine. And also Kamala. No, I know her name ain't no damn Kamala. Kamala. I don't know. Kamala, Miss Pink Green, turning 48 years old today. And Sadiqa Simmons, happy birthday to you. And Sonia Neely, turning 50 years old today. And Ophelia Obeng Kansai, happy birthday to you. And Lavonda Rowland, turning 45 years old today. And Mahogany Prater, turning 46 years old today. And last but not least, actually, it's not like Sean Bay, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, but first for me, is my late great granddaddy, my late great granddaddy, Wardell McIntyre granddaddy. My great granddaddy, my late granddaddy, the only grandfather I've ever known, only one paternal side that was shown, and turns out he was my biological, but it seems to me very logical that he's the only one, and he looked like my dad was his son. You ain't gonna tell me that he wasn't the one. But later on, things figure out, and I sound like that, what this is about. But I miss my grandfather. I loved him to death. He was great. He was great. Lived out there in Chichester, a little part. Well, he actually lived in Twin Oaks. So if you know Delaware County like I know Delaware County, Twin Oaks was right next to Chichester. So if you grew up in Twin Oaks, you and that's Twin Oaks, TWINOAKS. Every time, because I never saw a sign that said Twin Oaks. So I thought they were just saying one word when I was growing up. Twin Oaks. I might have spelled it TWINNOX. I don't know. Anyway, if you grew up in Twin Oaks, then you went to Chichester High. Chichester High. You know, because that's kind of how they talk out there in Delaware County. In Delaware County, that neck of the woods, I went to that high. High. They have a different accent out in Chester than they do in Philly. For them to be that close, it's amazing to me. But nonetheless, he passed in the year 2000. So he's 88 years old at the time of his passing. And I really thought he would have held on a little bit longer than that, but he was a good man, and I miss him. And shout out to everybody, birthday on this May 27th. You know what? Also, somebody, Lakeisha Carter. I know it's her birthday today. And, you know, some people take their birthday off of their profile, so they don't come up on your notifications. But I see you, Keisha. Lakeisha Carter. She has a different last name now because she got married. Penn State of we are. All right. I hope that the day finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes to any and everybody out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. May 27th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. You know, everybody can't go, but make sure that you are qualified to go. Make sure that your bags are packed. Make sure that you have all of your toiletries and your amenities that you're going to need for when you travel to where you're going to go. And you try to make sure that you vet people correctly, continuing to vet yourself. Vet yourself. Real shit. Yeah, everybody can't go. Because everybody can't understand. Not everybody wants to go because not everybody understands. But I understand you, and hopefully you understand me, and I'm down with thee. We will be back tomorrow for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show, 1 o'clock. So make sure y'all come on through, and I want you to know that I appreciate you. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. So Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers,